All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM at KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is a beautiful day, as well as a 97.1 FM and soon to be again 1400 AM KSBT right here in somewhat sunny Sandpoint. This is Thursday. We're in North Idaho, so we call this show North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, and I believe we've got another good show for you again this week. First up, we'll have our monthly visit with the City of Sandpoint's Arts and Historic Preservation Officer, Heather Upton. Always a pleasure to talk with, and we're going to find out the latest on what's happening in her world. And in our second segment, we'll hear what's happening in downtown Sandpoint this weekend, as we'll be joined by several folks from the downtown shopping district and learn about the Let's Go Girls promotion that's taking place this Saturday. There's lots of fun, lots of great deals, lots of prizes to be won, including a pair of tickets to see Shania Twain in concert. I'm so thrilled all these years later to still be talking about Shania Twain in concert, and it's still a big deal. Can't wait to hear all about this. And in our final segment, our good friend Justin Dick will join us as well. Lots to do today, but first, let me tell you what else is going on this weekend. Of course, by now you've all heard that loss in the 50s. Despite rumors you hear just about every year, it's back. Third weekend, you know, the 19th and 20th of May. Yeah, it's back. I was just talking to Gomi at the Gripshin Tire Pros. He's doing his annual Al Pastor free tacos pre-parade party. And that, of course, he's right across the street from the high school where the parade actually begins. So it's a great place to get free tacos, drink beverage of choice, and watch the beginning of the parade. Anyway, lost in the 50s, and to kick it off this weekend, Sunday, the Selkirk Association of Realtors is once again putting on their fundraising breakfast to benefit Lost in the 50s, and that is taking place, as always, at 2nd Avenue Pizza, 215 South 2nd. That's this Sunday from 7:30 to 12:30, $15 per person. $10 for kids 10 and under, and it's, trust me, generous portions of scrambled eggs, pancake, potatoes, sausage, bacon, fruit, you name it, it's there. So that's the Selkirk Association of Realtors Lost in the 50s annual breakfast this Sunday, 7:30 to 12:30, 2nd Avenue Pizza. Also want to let you know that the annual Selkirk Crest Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation is holding their annual Big Game Banquet on Saturday, May 6th. Believe it or not, that's right around the corner. In fact, it's right after Cinco de Mayo. It'll be held, as always, at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. It usually sells out, so go to RMEF, that's Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, rmef.org. to get your tables and tickets and what have you. So lots going on. Black Market Trust, brought to you by the Padre Arts Council, is at the Panada Theater tomorrow evening. It's American pop vocal jazz band, and I've heard nothing but great things about them. You can get tickets at Panada.org or Panada.org or at the POAC office. So you want to support POAC and do that. Also, let's see. That's already happened. There's Thursday Night Trivia at Paddler's Ale House out in Ponderay this evening from 5 to 8. So you may want to check that out. Monarch Mountain Band is playing Saturday at Ponderay Winery from 5 until 8, Scott Reed and the Monarch Mountain Band. You want to check that out for sure. The Kiniksu Folk School Spring Fair is happening at the Pine Street Woods on Saturday. There's live music with John Daffron at the winery Saturday. We'll learn all about the Let's Go Girls in downtown Sandpoint here in just a few minutes. Yeah, just lots. You can go to Sandpoint online and find out all of these great events that are happening. You know, it's springtime in North Idaho, and after being cooped up all winter, then just a plethora of events start piling up, and it's an exciting time to get out and do stuff. What we're going to do right now is take our first break. When we come back, our monthly visit with Heather Upton from the city of Sandpoint. So stick around.
Well, hello, folks. It's that time of year again. Time for the annual fundraising breakfast benefiting Lost in the 50s, sponsored by the Selkirk Association of Realtors. Join us Sunday, April 23rd from 7:30 to 12:30 at Second Avenue Pizza, located at 215 South 2nd Avenue. Breakfast includes generous portions of scrambled eggs, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, bacon, and fruit. The price is $15 per person and $10 for kids 10 and under. We hope to see you there.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday, in another one of our monthly segments, or as monthly as we can make them. Heather Upton, who is the Arts and Historic Preservation Officer with the City of Sandpoint, is with us. And Heather, it's good to see you. I'm back healthy.
Yes, so glad to be here.
And we missed last month because neither one of us were feeling very well. But you look great, and we all got through that.
Yeah.
And what's the latest going on with your department?
Oh, my goodness. So many exciting things. The first thing that comes to mind would be the downtown waterfront design competition. We are officially on a roll and Stage two, we've had the Meet Your Designers public event, which is very exciting, and it was fun to learn more about those design teams. It's just wonderful to see this rolling on, and a very exciting event for the community to be a part of.
So now that that's been done, what is the process to get to completion or beginning of it?
Well, there's a few steps, and what's great is make sure to be on Engage Sandpoint, and then on our website we'll have the different community event moments. So stage two would encompass the design teams going through the review process. I'm just going to give you a really high level of it. And then they submit the designs to the competition manager, and then they review it for compliance to make sure that it's a sustainable plan, essentially. And then it goes into an in-person and virtual public event. Yeah. So there's quite a few public events that are really important that everybody is aware of. And then there's going to be another presentation. So it's many different processes with stage two, highlighting that. So the week of April 24th is where the mid-course reviews are. And then that week of May 30th will be the public exhibit.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you'll be hearing more about it, and I'll certainly share when I come on those important dates. But this is a history-making moment for the city of Sandpoint, and it's really important that the community is involved and they're watching and being a part of the process and giving their input. That will go straight to the design teams.
So you mentioned Engage Sandpoint. For anybody who's not aware of what that is and what's available for people, how do you get on that?
It's an app that you can download, and it will give you highlights of different things that are going on. It's a really amazing tool because you can actually snap a picture of an issue. Maybe there's a sidewalk that is unbalanced, and then send it through, and it will go directly to the department. So it's a great way to instantly communicate the needs that you may have and get you to where you need to go.
And you can basically just find out what's going on with our city?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Upcoming events, definitely check out Facebook. And there's just so much planning going on that it's important that we have everybody's opinions about the direction of our city.
Great. Good to know. So just go to the City of Sandpoint website, and then there's an Engage Sandpoint tab.
Yeah, look on the Facebook
sign
page.
On there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. So what else is going on with your very, very busy department?
It's like, where do you start? We also are getting ready to launch our Silver Box program again. And so those are those three boxes that are located on Oak and then on Church and Fourth. So right by the post office, Columbia Bank building. And that's our Art on Loan program for public art. So it's an opportunity for local artists to be able to showcase their work on those stanchions, and the artists will get a stipend for participating. The art will be for sale, and it's up for a year.
So this is on, what is a stanchion exactly?
Well, those are I remember when the boxes were installed, everybody was like, what are those exactly?
Yeah.
But they're like plinths. So they're those concrete boxes that have kind of the metal detail work on the sides. So one is in by the post office, the other one right in front of the property where Monarch Coffee was, and then on the corner where Columbia Bank is right there.
So those are the stanchions, and then their art goes on there?
That's right. They're permanent. Well, they're not permanent, excuse me, but they're affixed to that stanchion.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Yes.
So what's the process? How do you go about selecting whose art gets
there? Great question. So we have a set of criteria, and a lot of it just has to due to safety and stability of the art. Stable as in paper mache wouldn't work in our outside elements. We actually had historically a submission of that. So it has to make it through the criteria. And we use the way that we do a call out to artists is through a cafe, which most arts institutions use. And then we get the submittals. It goes through the Arts, Culture, and Historic Preservation Commission. And the three selected artists' work get presented to council, and then council approves it.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So what is the time on this? When does this start, and when do you get selected?
We hope to have the pieces completed in August or around summertime. The green light going off to council will hope to be in the next couple of months.
Wow, that's great. So you have a lot going on.
You do. just a little frosting of the big cake.
So what's in the future for the Arts and Historic Preservation?
Well, right now our Historic Preservation End is working on reviewing the surveys that have been done throughout the community. And we had a downtown one done in 2015, a historic preservation survey, and we had quite a few surveys done of our residential areas. Mm-hmm. So we're studying those and understanding our historic assets around the community. We're doing a lot of planning within that. And then for art, we're so excited to be focusing on our continual art programming. And thinking of other interesting art programs that would be very beneficial to the city.
So if people wanted to contact you directly and talk about your department or see how they could get more involved or what they could possibly volunteer for or whatever, what's the best way to get in touch with you, Heather Upton, at the City of Sandpoint?
Well, I am very approachable, and I love talking with people. So you are more than welcome to call me at the city, which is 208-946-2705, or shoot me an email at hupton, so that's H-U-P-T-O-N, and as in Nancy, at sandpointidaho.gov.
Very good. And again, you can always find out what's going on with the City of Sandpoint on the Facebook page or Engage Sandpoint on the website, or contact Heather directly and get involved.
Absolutely. We love community input.
Anything else we didn't touch on yet today?
I think we've covered all that's happening in the now.
Yeah. Well, keep us up to date, and we'll welcome you back in here in about another month and find out how all of this is going.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Heather Upton with the City of Sandpoint Arts and Historic Preservation Department. She's actually the preservation officer. All right. We are going to take our second break. North Idaho Thursday will continue right after this.
Well, hello, folks. It's that time of year again. Time for the annual fundraising breakfast benefiting Lost in the 50s, sponsored by the Selkirk Association of Realtors. Join us Sunday, April 23rd from 7:30 to 12:30 at Second Avenue Pizza, located at 215 South 2nd Avenue. Breakfast includes generous portions of scrambled eggs, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, bacon, and fruit. The price is $15 per person and $10 for kids 10 and under. We hope to see you there.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All All right, we are back, our second segment here on North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you. I want to thank Heather Repton from the city of Sandpoint once again for joining us. Now, speaking of Sandpoint, it's folks from the downtown shopping district. We have Elizabeth from the district, Kari Sakamano, of course, from Ting, Leilani from the shopping district, and our good friend Justin Dick from Trinity and 113 Main and City Council and
219.
Too many things.
Too many things. I made the mistake a month or so ago of saying he was owner of the 219 as well, and he quickly corrected me.
Thank you for remembering
that. Yeah. So you guys are here today because you have this big promotion in 2 days, this Saturday,
yes.
And whoever wants to grab a microphone and tell us all about it.
We are so excited. We were so happy to be sponsored by Ting and by Country 102.5 and 3. And we have two tickets for Shania Twain, which I heard they were sold out, and then a shopping spree for $500 for our downtown shops. And the thing that I like about this is we are that's a one or the other. It's not both. So more people have a chance to win.
You can win this how?
So we have a passport that each of the participating businesses have in their storefront. You go in. There's four quadrants. We'd love for you to go to every single one of our businesses, but if you can only get to one in each of the four quadrants, you get them to sign off on it. From 6 to 7 p.m. at the Panada, we are going to be doing raffles for that whole hour every 10 minutes. And then at the very end at 7 o'clock, we're going to pull a name for the Shania Twain tickets and pull a name for the $500 shopping spree.
Then there's an after party at the 219.
Well, there's all kinds of after parties. We're going to – and we want to have everybody enjoy. We made this a little bit earlier in the day, so everybody can go enjoy dinner at Trinity or 113 or the district, or and then go and have. There are going to be some prizes during their event, the after party at 219. They'll have a couple of drawings as well. So we have something for everybody at this one.
Historically, at the 219, people have been to another party first.
Right, all day.
At least in my experience when I was younger.
Well, no, even now. I mean, we all at our last ladies' event, we all kind of hung out at the 219 to do the grand prize, and that was kind of why we decided to see if Ting and the Panada would be willing to a partner with us, because there was too many people and they were crowded. Oh. And it was so, there were so many people waiting to win their prize that a lot of the people didn't get to eat or drink. And so we're like, you know what, let's fix that. Yeah. And that's how we're fixing it. So the 219 has a band that's going to be playing, and I'm not exactly sure. I didn't catch who it was, but they have a band and they'll have a prize as well there for the after party. But we want to have everybody enjoy all the different eateries in downtown.
Speaking of eateries in downtown, Elizabeth from the district is here, and tell us about the district.
Well, the district used to be a boutique, mm-hmm. and everyone knew us as a dress shop. And when COVID came around, it kind of changed everything. People weren't shopping as much, and we wanted to give them a reason to come out and visit with us. So we started having wine dinners, and one mm-hmm. thing led to another. And now we are a full-blown restaurant, full service. And
so this sort of morphed over time.
It really
has.
Like
you put a couple of tables out on the sidewalk and then more in the back. And then and now it's taken over the entire store.
It has. And we're excited now to see a little sunshine and warm weather because the tables are outside already waiting for a brave soul to come and dine. But we also just built a beautiful wine bar that we're super excited about because it really needed to lose the boutique feel and feel more like a restaurant. So. Yeah. We're really, really excited. We're pleased to be downtown. I think the more great eateries there are, the more of a destination Sandpoint becomes.
Absolutely.
And we're excited about this weekend with the event because I think we'll have a lot more exposure and people will be coming in and realizing that we are a great restaurant and we've earned our place on First
Avenue. Well, obviously you must be because of this. I mean, just taking over, just like, okay, we're not going to do the dress shop anymore. This has taken over.
Well, we keep being told we have the best food in town. No offense, Justin. And we just want more people to know.
He will probably say
it.
The same thing about his two places.
That's a fact, because I was in there last Friday having drinks and a snack. So so it's all good. It's exciting to see what's going on downtown. And as I say, giving people more of a reason to come down. I still hear all the time, I never go downtown. And we want them to enjoy your town, enjoy your city, and you know, the community, the Sandpoint's community is amazing.
And I'm just going to piggyback on that a little bit. Love what Lizbeth said. First of all, we want to thank Kari and Ting for making this happen our sponsorship. But just to let the community understand, what typically happens is we have Easter Sunday, and then the following day or the day after, Schweitzer shuts down after that. And the whole point of Lost in the 50s was to get people back out and again. So we kind of have this dead zone between the middle of April and until Lost in the 50s comes, and especially if the weather's not good. So one thing that's been great about my participation in the shopping district, what Leilani's doing, and the sponsorship from Ting is giving everybody a reason to come out and walk around our beautiful downtown. Come see, we've got all the new spring styles are coming in at all the retailers. We've got new retailers that you probably haven't visited before. We've got discounts at over 35 of the different participating businesses and restaurants. Trinity is going to be doing $1 off of beer, wine, and alcohol for any of the ladies that come and dine with us that day. And we'll do that from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Oh. Again, come see the community. If you haven't been out and about and taken a walk down to City Beach or taken the Pendere Bay Trail or visited First Street or First through Fifth, this is your opportunity to get back out and see what we've got going on and kind of get back to the hustle and bustle that we all enjoy.
And it's, you know, people complain about parking in downtown, and yeah, I get it. But, you know, there is the city lot across from what used to be Merwin's, but it's called down South Fork. So, and it's almost 100% of the time that you will find a spot there, and it's such a fun downtown to
and
walk
it's so
around.
Yeah, it's so beautiful, especially during the spring when things are starting to blossom. One of the things I wanted to ask Kari from Ting about is she has sponsored our event for Let's Go Girls, and we are so grateful. But the thing that they're doing besides us with the Panada, which, you know, if you've been into the Panada, if you haven't been into the Panada, you have to go. It is one of the most beautiful venues I have ever seen. And I just want to thank Kari and ask her, is there anything that you can add to that you guys are doing that gives us an opportunity to be a part of it as well?
Oh, my goodness. We love entertaining anything because we just want to be a part of the community and impact the community because this is so special here. So Let's Go Girls has been great. Our campaign at the Panada, the Century Fund, where we're matching up to $5,000 for individual donors, up to
$200,000.
$200,000.
That is worth repeating.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's up to $200,000. Has been fantastic. I mean, the Panada is near and dear to my heart because that was my first date night. Was there. Aww. Up in the balcony, of course.
That's a great place to cuddle.
Exactly. So, you know, and because I've grown up here and I mean, I graduated from Sandpoint High School and all that, I really care for this community and Ting cares for all the communities they're in. So it's a really nice relationship we have and we can go out and help with almost anything, which is fun.
That's awesome. We are so grateful.
And you said we want to be, but you are definitely a part of the community.
Yeah, we want to be a part. And the downtown district is huge for us. Hopefully we'll be downtown at some point. We really want to be. And, you know, we love helping out because that's the core of Sandpoint right there.
Absolutely. And
as a small business owner in the downtown corridor, you know, we have such a synergy with whatever's going on at the Panada brings folks out and about to before the program starts, after the show is finished. And how great is it to have this historic theater in our community? They've got a new executive director.
Lauren is amazing, and Josh is
doing a sensational
job. They're really doing a great job.
And in between that and Ting sponsorship and the Century Fund is just an amazing job. I mean, we're only going to build our community that much more up by helping out the Panada and supporting them to get some of these renovations that they need.
And if you've ever been at one of the wineries or the beer hall or any of the restaurants downtown, whenever there's a Panada event, all the servers are very excited.
It's absolutely.
It's going to be a great night.
It's going to be a good night. Absolutely. And I think the 22nd is going to be a great night for all the restaurants. I'm making sure I tell everybody, please staff up, because last time we had so many people and not enough staff.
So Leilani, let's explain. It's called Let's Go Girls, but can there be guys
Absolutely.
Involved? And how can guys do that? I had to ask.
All you have to do is get a flyer that has the Shania Twain top hat that says Let's Go Girls, and go to the different participating businesses that's on the back and put your name in, come to the Panada, put your ticket in, and that's it. And the guys, we're going to be doing raffles. They're going to get a raffle ticket. It doesn't have to be a girl. It's let's go girls, because that's her song.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the guys can't win too, because I know there's a few guys, and I think it was Tina's husband at Hallmark said that he likes Shania Twain, and she's like, I might pass. But he really liked her. So, and one of the things I want to make sure that we know is the bridge is open for business. There's still a lot of amazing businesses that are there. There's Creations, there's the toy store, there's Sugar Tooth, there's Carousel.
I just walked through there last week, and there's businesses that are new.
New, yeah.
Like,
there's a couple of
this?
New ones,
yeah.
Absolutely. And then, you know, you've got Northern Grinds right at the front. Get yourself a little coffee and keep on rolling. But so there's a lot of really great stuff going on in the bridge as well. So don't miss out on going to those places as part of the shopping district's event.
So besides the Shania Twain tickets, which it is sold out, so it's like,
yep.
Besides going to a scalper, the only way that you can go and can't hurt to get them for free.
I love
it. How does the $500 shopping spree work?
So the $500 shopping spree is also going to be with this same card. We're going to have two winners that night. So, and then we also have a QR code, which I don't want to, you know, make everybody go crazy, but we wanted to give everybody an opportunity to win. So the people that are like, oh, I can't stay till 7 to win it, and you must be present to win the Shania Twain tickets. Those people, we have a QR code. They can sign up, and on Monday, I'll be pulling a name off of that QR code for a $250 $250 prize pack for them as well. So we have all kinds of ways to win. And then Ting is going to bring me a few little things to give away as well, and the Panada is going to do a gift certificate. And there's just so many ways to win, and just come on down and hang out with us. And if anybody sees me, I'll be walking around with a QR code on my back. It'll be on my back. So you can sign up, and I'll tell you how to do it.
So people will be taking pictures of your back.
Taking pictures of my back. I cut my hair just so that they could see it.
So again, the $500 shopping spree, can you take it to one participating business and spend $100 and take it to another one, or do you have to go to pick one? And
well, no, there's the it's 25 each business gives me two $25 gift certificates.
Gotcha.
And I spread it out, and I put some in one bucket and some in another, and that's how you win.
Okay.
So you'll get a gift certificate from, you know, 5 or 10 different places for the 500, and then so that's kind of how it works. And
so again, really this is this thrilled. Saturday from noon until 6, grand prize being pulled out of a hat at 7 o'clock to after party, and grand prize drawing at the Panada. There'll be refreshments and music and such at the Panada as well. And then an after party at the 219 with more prizes and more music and things of that nature. So if you're guys out there and your significant other wants to do the shopping, but you're not too enthusiastic about shopping, just wait at one of those after parties. And,
absolutely.
A whole bunch of women will be showing up.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we did the last one. So if you go on to our website,
downtownsandpoint.com. I'm looking at it right now. It's a very well done website, very informative.
Trevor.
It will tell you all about this. By the way, Shania Twain is at the Spokane Arena, and that's April the 28th.
Yes.
Yeah, right around the corner here. And yeah, just go to the website again, downtownsandpoint.com, and learn more about that. And if you're not part of the downtown shopping district, I'm sure you can learn more about that on the website as well.
Absolutely. Or you can call me at 808-780-2079. And my name is Leilani.
Obviously, because that's a Hawaii area code.
I was told by my aunties, do not change it or you need to come home and fix my phone.
There you go. Elizabeth from the district, thanks for joining us today. And again, congratulations on the transformation of your business there.
Thank you so much. I look forward to everyone coming down and just checking it out.
Yeah,
it's
I was
really
gonna
fun.
Say, if you haven't checked out the district on First Avenue, go and check that out. Kari and Ting can't say enough about it. You guys and Two Cows out of Toronto and just what you've done in the Sandpoint area and for several other small towns around the country. It's above and beyond.
Thank you. We love it. And I have to say, I love the district's food and I love Trinity's food. So you can't lose any way at all.
Yeah. And I'm going to 113 Main for a little pre-hive party tomorrow evening. So I'll try it out.
It's amazing. We love that. We love all of them. I've been to all of them this week. And we'll probably be there this weekend too.
Sounds good. For more information on what we're talking about, once again, downtownsandpoint.com. Everybody, thanks for joining us today. We're going to take our last break today. Justin's going to stick around, and we're going to talk about some other stuff.
Fabulous. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
There's two kinds of people in the world, those who own a Coyote tractor and those that wish they did.
Wahoo! I love my tractor.
Who's got spring fever? We sure do at Jordan Sales and Service, so spring deals on Coyote tractors are on now. Jordan's has the full line of Coyote tractors from the 21.5 to the 110 horsepower compact tractor. Some models available with enclosed cabs and air conditioning. See your new Coyote tractor today at Jordan Sales and Service, 715 North Pleasant View Road in Post Falls, or online at jordansales.com.
Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Mopar has extended the buy three, get one for a dollar promo until the end of the month. This month we are offering front end alignment starting at $69.95 or $59.95 with the purchase of a set of tires. AC services start at $149 plus Freon, and coolant flushes starting at $169. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Pierce Auto Center.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right. We are back. Of course, that's the Kenny Loggins, a theme from Caddyshack. I've used for several years here on my show. And speaking of Caddyshack and golf, the Elks Golf Course opens tomorrow. And Jan is there in the pro shop right now taking tee times for the weekend. And the weather looks like, I was just looking at the forecast, slightly improving for the weekend. So give her a holler and get your tee time. Also, Ralph and the gang up at Mirror Lake, they've been open for a couple of weeks. We need to get the word out about them. It's been a little soggy up there, but it's getting better every day. So Mirror Lake and the Elks Golf Course is opening here in North Idaho. Here on our final segment today, Justin Dick asked to stick around. And Justin, what's going on?
All right. Well, I'm going to apologize in advance for how fast I'm going to talk, but I've got a lot of information to convey. So legislative session just got out here a few weeks back, and I'll preface this. About 3 weeks ago, all of the liquor license owners in Idaho, there's anywhere from 13 to 2,000 of us across the state, Senate Bill 1120 got passed. As we heard, it was legislation that basically killed the value of the liquor licenses that we own. For most of you that know, liquor licenses are extremely challenging to get. There's a quota system. Very expensive. Liquor license owners, restaurateurs, nightclubs, lounges, bars. Everybody knows that our system is broken. We've had this huge population increase over the course of the last 3 years with COVID. Some areas have gained more than 10% population, which rarely happens, even over the course of a 15-year span. What happened was it basically devalued the liquor licenses that we own, and we are no longer able to sell them or to lease them as we move forward. Now, this is a really big piece of news right now that you haven't heard about, because those liquor licenses are seen through the IRS as a personal asset. So we had roughly, on the very conservative side, about $130 million in personal assets across the state just went poof. As we started backtracking, and we were on the front lines calling our representatives when this happened, but it came so fast and so furious. The worst part about this, as we've started to piece it all together, the author of the legislation is the executive director for the Idaho Beer and Wine Distributors Association. So the same folks that we buy all of our beer and all of our wine through were the same ones that authored this piece of legislation.
Why?
And so that was the big question that we were trying to figure out. What the Distributors Association has been very good at is making sure that the quota system stays the same, so that there are very few outlets that can actually sell liquor. But what's very easy to get in the state of Idaho, almost anybody could get a beer and wine license like in a week, right? So they make sure that the outlets that you can sell beer, wine, and canned cocktails, right, you can get them all over the state, but those very few of us can actually sell liquor. So our biggest problem is we would have loved to have been at the table when this legislation was being introduced, because we've got a lot of great ideas, and we're represented by a couple of different nonprofit organizations. We have an independent bar and restaurant association called Fair Idaho, and we also have another one called the Idaho Liquor Beverage Association. Both of these two organizations were blindsided. I mean, this thing came so fast. The author, his name is Jeremy Piska. He's their executive director of the Distributors Association, as well as a great lobbyist down in Boise. He did this as a personal favor to Senator Guthrie out of Pocatello. And they claimed that Fair Idaho and that the Beverage Association and that all the liquor license owners were at the table. And none of us were. And that's what makes this so challenging. A lot of us are going all different sorts of ways right now. Right now, myself, my father, a couple of liquor license owners in Sandpoint, Boise, Twin Falls, Meridian, we are all trying to band together right now to get a seat at the table and try to help this legislation, because we have over 500 liquor license owners that we almost know for a fact have no idea what happened, what this legislation is all about, and that they don't have any ability to lease this out. What typically happens is you'll get a liquor license owner. There's several of them that are in their 60s and planning to retire. And what we would typically do is you'd sell the liquor license, or you would lease it out. Mm-hmm. And we typically do that to one of our employees. It's very challenging in our industry to find somebody that's qualified to come by your building, your business, your liquor license. So a lot of times what we do is if we have an employee that's ready to take over, right, as we're retiring, we lease them out the restaurant. Obviously, they're not going to qualify for a big loan. So what they typically do is get a small down payment, and then we carry contract mm-hmm. with them after that. It's safe for the employee. It's safe for the ownership, right? If anything ever happens, the owner can come back in. But what a lot of these folks do is they lease their liquor licenses out for like $1,000 a month, $1,500 a month. They add it to their Social Security, and that's kind of how they ride off into mm-hmm. the sunset. You know, we understand that the quota system's broken, and we've had a number of ideas on the board to get more liquor licenses into the area. One of the big parts and pieces, you've got to make sure that the cities are ready for it and that they've got a police force, an EMS, and a hospital, and a fire department that can handle X amount of new liquor licenses coming into the community. So you've got a place like Driggs, Idaho. Driggs, Idaho's got a population of about 2,500 people. There's only two liquor licenses, the one at the golf course and the one at the airport. So we had worked with our nonprofits to get some ideas on the board for legislation about, you know, can restaurants serve alcohol from 5 to 9 p.m.? Can we open them up? Can we put in some more? There was one that just got vetoed by Governor Little, was an idea to get like historic theaters like the Panada mm-hmm. and allow them to get a liquor license where they'd be able to sell beer, wine, and alcohol during a lot of their performance. Like the Follies would be an amazing way to be able to do that. So right now is just kind of the education piece and really getting people to understand what happened. And I think it's got bigger implications for everybody that if you could have a personal asset, regardless of whether it's a liquor license or a ranch or a piece of property or a house, and that one swoop of a pen, that legislation can come down and take that from you.
Tell you, you can't sell it.
Yeah, so what we could do now would be analogous to me. If I owned a piece of property in a house and I sold it to you, Bob, you could never sell it again.
What is the benefit of that law?
That's what we're trying to figure out. So
I'm sitting here going, nobody knows. First of all, how does the legislation get through that people that it affects? Mm-hmm. Most of them don't even know it was happening. How does that happen?
So that was one of the big things. So one of the things that happened when we finally understood what was going on, we were able to get that. It flew through the Senate. We didn't find out about it until after it already flew through the Senate. It got to the House. We started working the phones like crazy. I want to say thank you to Heather Scott, to Sage Dixon, and to Mark Souder. I mean, they were the three that picked up the phones the fastest. Let us educate them about how the system works and what other alternatives there were to be able to do this. Right now, in all these little cities, you've got a list of about 100 people waiting to get liquor licenses. Most of them have been on the list for somewhere between like 15 and 20 years right now. So I think the idea was they were going to hope to, if they devalued the liquor license, that the list of people speculating and waiting to get a liquor license, it's tied to the population. So if the population increases by 1,500 people, which it rarely does as populations kind of grow mm-hmm. and shrink over time, depending on the economy, that they would be, that some of these speculators would fall off the list. You know, we've got great personal friends. There's a great restaurant owner in town that's trying to get a liquor license for another restaurant they have in another city. I'm sure you could figure that out. And, you know, we have worked like dogs just over the years to try to figure out how we can get more liquor licenses while still retaining in the value. Because we've all played by the quota system since 1957. The Idaho Constitution is based off of temperance. And the only way to make temperance work was the quota system for the liquor licenses. And now we've got all of these, you know, somewhere between 1,300 to 2,000 people have lost their retirements, and they've kind of tied our liquor licenses back to our buildings. So now a lot of us are just owners in terms of we own a piece of property, we own a bunch of crummy equipment, and that's it. And there's really nothing else to sell. So, and the thing that makes me so upset about all of it is that you've got most of these 1,300 to 2,000 liquor license owners are not your corporate places. They are small mom and pop, independently owned bars and restaurants, and have been. I talked to a lady from Twin Falls. She has
had most of the bars and restaurants in Sandpoint and
Bonner's.
Absolutely,
right? And I think we've always heard that come to Idaho. We're the state of small business, right? We're not going to have as many regulations. We're going to make sure that you can open up your small independent business. And that's absolutely the opposite of what just happened here right now. So just currently with the group that we're working on, we've got a injunction going on. We've got a federal takings case. There's a boycott going on. And the last piece of the, it looks like we're coming up on a hard break.
We are out of time. But this is not the last that we've heard about this. I need to learn more, and I'm certain our listeners do too. Justin, Dick, thanks for joining us. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you so much for the time, Bob.
That's North Idaho Thursday for this week. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.